All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. And if you're just joining us, welcome aboard. This is not Mark Anderson here on this second hour of Mark Anderson's broadcast here on republicbroadcasting.org. No, this is Michael Collins Piper sitting in for him. I'm coming to you from Washington, D.C., where Mark is at this time covering the big freedom rally being held down in front of the U.S. Capitol building here in Washington on this appropriate day for a freedom rally, Tax Day, April 15th. I even hate to talk about Tax Day, talking about taxes, paying taxes, filing income tax returns, causes me stress because I can think of a hell of a lot of things that I would like to spend my money on other than funding the war in Iraq, funding the impending war against Iran, funding all of these wasteful government programs that don't benefit me or really benefit many people. They line the pockets of the bureaucrats and finance programs that are destructive in so many, many ways that so many people just really don't understand. You know, going into the airports now these days, it's a real mess trying to go through security. But, you know, there's a lot of people who love that security. They love to be told what to do. They love to be controlled. They love to have Big Brother making them strip off their belts and their shoes and their jackets and turning out their pockets and standing in these long lines to be run through X-ray machines. Really, folks, I'm telling you, I've seen it time and time again. People love it. People love it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't understand it. And some people love paying taxes. They really do. They love to be told what to do. That's why this criminal elite in this country are able to get away with what they do get away with. Well, thank God there are independent voices like American Free Press and this, the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, providing a real alternative. Not just an alternative, providing the news as it really is. And what should be in the news is the freedom rally that's being held here in Washington today. But like I said earlier in our conversation with the caller during the last hour, I'm not going to count on it. I'm not going to count, even if there were 10,000 people on the mall. I don't think we would get any news coverage of it because, as our last caller pointed out, someone who spent a lot of time in marketing, the people who control product distribution, and in this case, the product is the Ron Paul revolution, the product is the message of liberty, the message of freedom, the message of independence that goes all the way back to the Declaration of Independence. They don't want that message out there. They want people to be standing in line to pay the taxes. They want people to be standing in line in the airports, being treated like criminals or potential criminals. They want us to be aware that they've got the guns, they've got the handcuffs, they've got the leg irons, they've got the mechanism of control. And we know, folks, that they utilize that mechanism of control in many, many ways. And that's what's really scary, folks. You know, we do need a revolution in this country, and Ron Paul's campaign hasn't been perfect, folks, but he has laid the groundwork. He has reached a lot of new people that don't listen or previously didn't listen to Republic Broadcasting, people who didn't previously subscribe to American Free Press, but he's reached a lot of new people out there in America and made them aware of the fact that there are people with similar concerns, and that's the good part of it. Well, you know what, folks? We are going to our first break here in this hour, but when we come back, I'm going to bring up an old friend of mine who's calling in, Paul Tepeti from a very good band known as Poker Face. So stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the commercial you hear coming up. Stay tuned.
Oh. Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Looked up lately? Have you seen those crisscross trails that hang in the atmosphere long after a plane has passed over? Some are chemtrails, and they may be causing your health problems. It's a fact. Various governments, including the U.S., have been spraying chemicals in our upper atmosphere for years. Chemtrails is a very real cause of many health problems, like pain, respiratory, or immune deficiencies that appear seemingly out of nowhere. But now, your chronic illness can be helped. Introducing ChemBuster. ChemBuster is a natural remedy designed to combat and break through health problems caused by chemtrails. ChemBuster.us has more information and a special internet-only offer of just $17 per bottle. That's ChemBuster.us. Try ChemBuster yourself. Recommend to your sick friends and relatives, and after saving $2 on your first bottle, you'll save an additional $7 on your second bottle. Visit ChemBuster.us for important information and a special internet-only offer. That's ChemBuster.us.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper here, sitting in for Mark Anderson. Got somebody calling in here who I've known for, a long, long time, maybe 20 years. We'll find out from him. Maybe he has a better handle on this than I do. This is Paul Tepetti from the band Poker Face. Paul, come on up.
Michael, how are you?
Good to hear from you.
Hey, I only knew that you were doing a show because I ran into Mark Anderson down here.
Oh, you're in Washington. Okay, well, you're in Washington, D.C. right now. That means we've got a first-hand account of what's going on. What is going on down there at the rally?
Huge crowd, loving it, bunch of Patriots. We haven't played yet, but we're coming up. I actually called AFP today because I was hoping that you'd make it down here, brother.
No, well, you can see why I'm not there. I'm sitting in for Mark.
I understand that, but what are you doing after the show? Do you got time to come down?
Actually, I'm not going to be able to make it down. I do have some things I have to do, and I might have made it down if I wasn't sitting in for Mark, but I'm going to rely on you to tell us what's going on. Do they have any handle on how many people are there?
I don't know, 600-700.
Okay, well, I'll tell
Tuesday?
You what. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
On a Tuesday, that's pretty good for this city.
You know, this is what I was about to say. You know, that when you consider the fact that this is a Tuesday, number one, the fact is it is tax day, number two. Number three, the fact that it's Washington, D.C., the very fact that you could even get 700 people to show up on a day like this is relevant because, you know, for each of those 700 people, that didn't show up, and of course we don't have the final figures, or maybe more than that, more people may show up as the day goes by. Those people that did show up, each of them certainly represents at least a couple hundred other people who would have liked to have been there. And then, of course, there's all those other people who didn't know about the rally for one reason or another, who would have attended if they had known about it. But see, that's what's important. People getting together, sharing time with like-minded people, and continuing to recognize the fact that there are other people who share their concerns. You know, one thing now, is Ron Paul speaking at the rally?
He already came and went.
Because at the last I heard, I had heard that he was going to be speaking at the rally, but as I understand it, he is not actually the sponsor of the rally. Is that correct?
No, not at all. That would be Linda Honeycutt with the Granny Warriors and Joel Lemieux. They were the two that were responsible for putting this whole day on.
Okay, well, that's all right. But like I say, you know, the very fact that this is tax day, a lot of people, you know, unfortunately had to spend the last couple days rushing around trying to get their taxes in, assuming they were going to file away their lives with the federal monster. But needless to say, that's a good sign. Now, how long is the rally lasting today?
I'd say 5:36 today.
Oh, it is going to be that late, as late as 5:30 or 6. Well, if there's anybody listening in the Washington, D.C. area, or even an hour or so beyond, they still have the opportunity to come down to the mall and at least show their support, not just for Ron Paul as an individual, but for really this whole concept that the Ron Paul revolution is about. Now, Paul, for those listeners who are not familiar with you, why don't you tell us where people can access your website on the internet?
I'd like to check out some protest rock for the new millennium. It's pokerface.com. And if you have a MySpace page, it's myspace.com/pokerfacemusic, one word.
Okay, go through that MySpace again.
MySpace, for those who have it, you know, it's myspace.com/pokerfacemusic, one word.
Okay, all right.
And, we got tons of great speakers still to come. Russell Mean from the Lakota Nation, he just recently spoke. I know Jack McLam is set to speak. I know Bob Schultz from We the People Tax Organization is set to speak. They even have me speaking today.
All right. Well, I mean, hey, they've got all the great villains down there, as far as I'm concerned.
Truly,
that's a real good cross representation of a lot of people coming from different perspectives, but who all share the basic concerns that we're trying to address in American Free Press and on republicbroadcasting.org and at pokerface.com. Paul, how long have you been involved in the freedom movement?
Oh, well, since graduating from college, but my parents have always clued me in since I was a child, but I think I met you maybe at the 40th Liberty Lobby anniversary. I know I definitely met you then. That was 1994, so that's at least 14 years, but we've been corresponding before then. And
yes, I mean, you've been at this for a long, long time, and, you know, people that haven't heard your music, they need to hear your music, because not only is it good music, you've got some lyrics worked in there into your songs that represent the message that we're trying to get across here. You know, I write, you know, articles for a newspaper, and I get on this on my program and on this program, and I talk, but you've found a unique way to get that same message out through music, and that's a good thing, because this is what I've always said. You know, there's some people have certain talents in some areas. Other people are, you know, people like you, there's musicians, there's people who can put videotapes together. You know, everybody plays their little part in this whole project.
Hey, Michael, I wanted to ask you a quick question with your new book, Golem, which I think is outstanding. Did you get my email in regards to, like, maybe what the ultimate Golem is, which is Israel itself?
You know, I'll tell you what, Paul, you know, it's funny you bring that question up, because I'm having a hell of a time with my emails right now. I can't even access a lot of my I have like two or three different emails, and I can't access some of them on my home computer. And on my home computer, the one email that I can access, I can't send out responses. So chances are I probably did get it.
Okay.
I'll have to check. I'm still behind. You know, I was out of town for 10 days, and I'm really far behind in catching up on all my emails. So I'll check it out. It's probably on there somewhere, Paul.
And
as soon as I come across it, I'll send you an acknowledgement. But that's interesting because now you're talking, without having read your email, you're talking about the state of Israel being
itself the golem, the ultimate golem, brought back from the dead, you know? And, it is the ultimate golem, you know? The nuclear weapon is definitely a part of it, which I love, you know, how you brought that all together. But I mean, the living entity itself as a golem is God's.
You know, that's very, very interesting. You know, that's in fact, you know, it's twice now. This is funny because just in the last 2 days, now I've talked to you, and then the day before that, I talked to Mark Glenn, and Mark Glenn brought something up, which I said to Mark. I said, you know, Mark, I said, I wish I would have known that before I wrote the book. Now you have made a point that I wish that I had thought about before I wrote the book, because, you know, for those who haven't read my book and don't know what the golem is, that happens to be the title of my book. The golem is an ancient legend about a rabbi who took clay from the earth and created this monster. Like kind of like Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah, I was going to say just like Frankenstein, brother.
Yeah, exactly. It was the inspiration for Frankenstein, the story of Frankenstein. Well, in the legend, this monster gets out of control, just like Frankenstein did. And in the Jewish legend of the golem, the Jewish golem gets out of control and proves a threat to the Jewish people themselves. And, you know, my book, The Golem, is specifically addressing the issue of Israel's nuclear weapons program.
Exactly.
But in fact, Paul, you're absolutely right. The state of Israel itself is the golem. Absolutely.
Love it.
And I think that's, you know,
You're going to have to write another chapter three, you know.
I was going to say, I'm almost embarrassed that I didn't think of that myself.
Well, brother, you led yourself to the same conclusion, man. You just gave the thoughts to us to think about them, you know?
Yeah, well, it's so very, very true because, you know, we're constantly hearing in the media about the rise of anti-Semitism, and now the U.S. government has said that people who, and it formally said this now, that people who criticize Israel and Israel's actions are actually anti-Semitic. So,
well, this is what I got to say to them, Michael. It's like, if my pro-American actions make me an anti-Semite, well, hey, bring it on, brother, because today anti-Semitism means not one who hates Jews, but one who the Jews hate.
Well, and you know, sadly enough, that is exactly true. And you know, I have told Jewish friends of mine this, that if they're really worried about anti-Semitism, then they should start worrying not about people who are anti-Semitic or
but
people they
leaders.
Perceive to be anti-Semitic. They should worry about the things that are causing anti-Semitism. And one of the major causes of anti-Semitism, as the U.S. government now defines it, one of the major causes is, in fact, Israel and the actions that it carries out against the Christians and the Muslims.
Really?
In addition, I would add, the power of the Jewish lobby here in Washington
is insane.
Advocating on behalf of Israel is causing anti-Semitism.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and, you know, people, you know, it's a tough proposition for people to recognize that and to face it. And I'm not just talking about Jews. I'm talking about people who generally support the state of Israel because they're told it's the good thing to do, that Israel is the apple of God's eye. But I tell you what, I find it hard to believe that God, that the Christian God, would support a country that does the kind of things Israel does.
Well, it's kind of hard when 95% of those who call themselves Israeli, isn't it? Okay, excuse me.
Hey, Paul, we're going to a break.
Israelis.
Paul,
okay.
We're going to a break. Hang on there, if you would, please. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. We've got Paul Tepeti from Poker Face. Check it out at PokerFace.com. you're welcome to call in here at 800-313-9443.
You guys got the cardboard right there? Okay. Absolutely.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Each client
has a unique situation.
Each client is first and foremost
an individual.
Each client with Onesti Investment Advisors has a different set of goals,
time frames,
risk tolerance,
and needs.
But the philosophy at Onesti Investment Advisors always remains the same.
One,
the preservation of capital.
Two,
consistent profitability. And
three,
the pursuit of superior returns.
In that order.
CFP certificate, John Onesti has over 14 years in the financial services industry and understands the complexities of today's markets. At Onesti Investment Advisors, we have no conflicts of interest, so we look out for you, our client. The better you do,
the better we do.
To learn more about our products and services, call Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Visit us online at onestiadvisors.com or
click on our banner ad on the RBN website.
Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
How are you doing today? This is my last part, Michael.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Michael Collins Piper sitting in for Mark Anderson, who's at the Freedom Rally here in Washington. We just got a report on the Freedom Rally from Paul at Poker Face, Paul from the Poker Face Band, which you can check out their website at pokerface.org, and that is exactly like it sounds, folks, P-O-K-E-R. F-A-C-E, pokerface.com. Paul is with us still. Paul, you were about to make a point before we went to the break there.
Yeah, talking about all this garbage called anti-Semitism, I wish I'd be honest. It's like, is it anti-Semitism? Because that would make me anti-Arab. I'm not really anti-Arab or anti-Semite. It's like, they call themselves Israelis. Why is that? Why don't they call themselves Israelites if they're truly of God's people? Okay? It's not happenstance that they purposefully do not call themselves that, but almost call themselves that, you know? It's like, if you're ignorant of the terms, then you think that Israelis is the same as an Israelite. Well, you find out that 95% of Israelis are Ashkenazi Khazars, so 95% of those living in Israel aren't even Semites or Japhethites, okay?
Well, you know, and part of this comes back, Paul, to the very point that I don't know if you heard part of the show earlier, I was talking to a couple callers there, but it comes back to this question again of marketing and,
misuse
of terminology. You know, we get all this propaganda, we get the misuse of terminology, And once that false terminology is put in the realm of public debate, then people cannot make proper decisions, whether it's about buying a product or voting for a candidate. Because if the mass media in this country is constantly lying to us, number one, or number two, not giving us the information about the availability of products or candidates or political messages, then how can people be expected to vote correctly or to buy correctly? See, that's all, it all comes back, to the control of information.
Right. And the thing is we the free do not get untainted information. We get lies. And it's hard to base your life on lies. It's hard to base a political decision on lies, especially when they don't present all the truth. Like, you know, blacklisting Ron Paul as of May of last year. It disgusted me that Ron Paul, the problem with him is he had neocon handlers that made sure that Ron Paul did not go as far as he should have. You know, people by the name of Lou Moore, people by the name of Ken Schneider, those are two parasites within the Paul organization that should have been fired months ago. But unfortunately, they handled him well enough that the two things that they should have been bitching about the whole campaign was, one, the total blackout of Ron Paul, and I forgot what the second point was.
Well, before you've talked about, and correctly so, when you were a guest on my show, you talked about the fact that Ron Paul's associates were advising him to stay away from this issue of vote fraud.
Vote fraud, right, and blacklisting. Those were the two main points that I made and bitched about for months. And only to find out that Lou Moore, you know, for somebody who doesn't even know us, spoke the language of the Jew by calling us anti-Semites. It's like, excuse me? We've been backers of Ron Paul for 20-plus years, and we're pro-American. And again, I said, if my pro-American makes me an anti-Semite, then okay. Then, at least
you know what this comes down to, Paul, and this is exactly the bottom line of it. I've seen this happen before with other candidates and other people, not necessarily candidates, but other public figures. They stand between the candidates and their supporters, and they try to filter out things from the candidates. They don't let the candidates know what a lot of their supporters are thinking, and sometimes it's just a power play. Other times these people have inserted themselves into the candidates' campaign organizations for the very purpose of
derailing it.
And to try to reshape the message and to try to keep the candidate from going too far on certain issues. And, you know, that's been one of the main complaints against Ron Paul by a lot of people.
Right.
That, for example, he wouldn't come out and say that 911 was the story of the version of 911 told by the U.S. government was a lie.
Right.
And more and more people recognize it was a lie.
I know.
But see, this is... Yeah.
And doing what we got to do.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I've always said this about Ron Paul, that, you know, he was far from a perfect candidate, but he did accomplish one thing, that he brought a movement alive. He brought a lot of new people in, and that's important.
And for that, I love him dearly. And handlers or no handlers, yes, he did wake up a whole generation right now, working together through meetup groups, working together through the internet, whether it's using YouTube or Google or setting up sites. It's like the truth is getting out. And look, our side's never going to get the big pat on the back. Our side's never going to get the nightly news like, hey, these pro-Americans, these guys rock. No, it's always going to be the opposite because of who controls the media. And we know who controls the media. It's not we, the free. It's not Americanism. Okay, it's a very, very slanted, always the same way. And it's for, you know, a Zionist world order, man, and that's not what I'm going to be a part of in my life. And I'll do everything in my life to stop that.
You know, this is the message that a lot of people, Paul, are now putting out there, and I think that's what has them scared. That's why they want to suppress it. Hey, we're going to a break. Paul, if you want to hang on, please do.
We're set to play after the speaker, so God bless you.
All right, Paul, well, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Tapetti of Poker Face. www.RBNWebsite.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cashflow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655. 213-7655.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here at RepublicBroadcasting.org, sitting in for Mark Anderson. He's not on vacation. No, he is at the Freedom Rally here in Washington, taking pictures and keeping an eye on things for American Free Press. And do check out American Free Press at AmericanFreePress.net. What you see on the website is not the whole weekly issue of American Free Press, but I will tell you, you get a lot of good sampling of information that appears in American Free Press, the print edition, each week. But if you want to subscribe online, you can subscribe online in two different ways. Number one, you can subscribe using your credit card and get the print edition of the paper, or you can get an online edition of American Free Press and get online on your computer, on the internet at AmericanFreePress.net, the entire weekly issue of the paper, and I hope you will consider doing that. It's a good newspaper, folks. Do check it out. We do have a caller lined up here, and I'm going to bring him up in a minute, but I want to mention something, this controversial issue of anti-Semitism. Now, there's a lot of people out there who get very sensitive about this issue, and for very good reason. But I want to point out something, folks, that these powerful groups that go around talking about anti-Semitism, groups like the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, the infamous ADL, I'm here to tell you, folks, they're not just worried about people like me who spend a lot of time criticizing Israel and the Jewish lobby. No, they are keeping an eye, and rest assured they are keeping an eye on many, many different groups of people, many, many patriots who never even talk about the issue of Israel and Zionism and the power of the Jewish lobby or the Zionist lobby, whatever you want to call it. They keep an eye on people who are quote-unquote tax protesters. They keep an eye on people who are concerned about gun rights. They do keep an eye on people who are concerned about the issue of prayer in schools. Folks, they want to control and suppress all political dissidents in America. This is what it's all about. This is what the New World Order is all about, ladies and gentlemen. And groups like the Anti-Defamation League, don't think that only the people who criticize Israel are in their gun sights. No, all patriots are in their gun sights, ladies and gentlemen, and that's what makes it so scary. That is why we need to stick together, or otherwise we're going to hang together. And hang us, they will. All right, well, we have got another caller up here, and I'm going to encourage you to call in. We still have some time left here. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Now we are going to Texas with Davey calling from Texas. Davey, come aboard.
Good afternoon, Mike. How are you today?
How you doing today?
Oh, pretty good, man. Say, I had a question for you right up front here. Have you heard any good news about Jim Floyd lately?
You know, that's a very good question. I was just talking to somebody about Jim the other day. I've known Jim for a long, long time. Jim wasn't feeling in the best of health, but he's apparently doing a little better.
Well, that's good news.
So we need to say our prayers for Jim. He's been around there for a long, long time. He used to call my program. He'd call in and call himself the Master Prophet Jim Floyd, and he was one of the more popular callers who called my program. So good wishes go out to Jim Floyd from a lot of people all over the country.
And the world, too.
The world, too. That's right. Exactly.
I listen to your program at night sometimes on RBN when I get a chance, and I hear that fine gentleman caller from Texas named Jim call in. I always think, man, I wish I knew where he was. I'd like to meet him.
Yeah, that's right. That's another caller. So an earlier caller on this program mentioned Jim from Texas. Yeah, this is as opposed to Jim Floyd, the Master Prophet, calling in from Alabama. But Jim from Texas is one of the popular callers. It's kind of funny. I get emails from people all the time, people who don't even call my program, but they will write me and they'll say how much they like my program, and they always say, and I really like Jim from Texas.
You know, it'd be fun if we had billions and billions of dollars in our own networks. We could really put on a show, couldn't we?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, see, that's why it's so important. You know, I try to emphasize this in my program. It is so important for people to provide financial support directly to the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org, because all you need to do to understand the difference between Republic Broadcasting and the major broadcasting networks, both television and radio, and then look at the big weekly news magazines and see who advertises there. Those big companies spend millions of dollars propping up the major networks. Republic, however, can only rely on a small number of advertisers, good grassroots people who don't have big advertising budgets, but they provide good products of a wide variety to people. But that's not always enough. So people really do need to make contributions to Republic Broadcasting just to keep it running. Everybody wishes they could make a profit. But I can tell you from my own experience over the years with American Free Press and before that the Spotlight, we simply could not have survived these many years without additional donations from people to keep our operations going. You know, I mean, it would be great if we could make a profit. And people say, well, why don't you make a profit? Well, the problem is this, Davey, and I think you understand this. The problem is that selling ideas, as we do at American Free Press and as Republic Broadcasting does through all these programs that appear throughout the 24-hour period, selling ideas is not really something that makes a profit, unfortunately. Now, you can also help Republic Broadcasting by buying the products that are available at the republicbroadcasting.org website, but it requires a lot more than that. So that's what we're here to do. We're here to try to keep not this network, just this network alive, but keep this patriot movement alive, because, you know, there's a lot of people out there who don't know it, but they need us. They need us more than we need them in some ways.
Well, you know, Michael, here in, at least since, you know, the Ron Paul campaign has started to snowball downhill, as it were, it's really, really encouraging, like Paul mentioned, that, you know, this movement has come alive and it's growing by leaps and bounds. And, you know, of course, every day there's so many stories. You know, sometimes I listen to that Lee Rogers in the evening, it comes on before your show, or after your show, and I don't know, have you ever got a chance to listen to him?
No, I seldom get a chance to listen to as much of Republic as I would like to, simply because I have, by the time I get around doing my own show, sometimes I don't even feel like doing that, so.
I hear you. Well, yeah. Anyway, this Lee Rogers character, he's pretty funny to me. He reminds me a lot of Alla Dask. Now, I don't know if you ever met Alla Dask or not, but, you know, he's closing in on, I think, probably his late 50s now. But he used to be a roofer in the old days, you know. But he's a real cut-and-dried, serious kind of guy. You know, he just the facts, ma'am. And that's kind of how Lee reminds me. And every time he comes on, he says, there's just more insanity here than I could put up with, you know.
Well, you know, you see, this is, you know, I tell you, Davey, it's kind of funny. Every day over lunch and or dinner for the past, oh, I guess 30 years, I've always read the newspapers at lunch and at dinner. Now, as a consequence of what I do, writing, and now for the last 3 years, broadcasting here on RBN, you know, I now find myself, or I have always found myself, looking with a jaundiced eye, so to speak, at the stories in the press, and I realize, you know, I look at them and I see so much of the truth behind those stories is being suppressed.
Oh, man, Michael.
Yeah, and so by the time I get home here in the evening, where I generally do my broadcast from, my cozy little office here in my cozy little apartment, I have a stack of clippings in my hand, and, you know, invariably I get indigestion over dinner because I find myself trying not to swear as I'm sitting in a restaurant reading about all this news, about all these crimes against humanity that are being committed by the people who are misruling us. You know what I mean? So,
exactly, right down in Texas they have this, you know, stealing all these children on apparently a bogus allegation, or, you know, I mean, it's just insane. Every time you talk, you remind me of three things that I wanted to ask you about.
Go ahead.
Well, first of all, you know, Michael, I went to school for about 10 years studying history and political science and why things happen the way they do. But back in the mid-80s, they cranked up a so-called conservative newspaper there in Washington called the Washington Times. And what I wanted to ask you was, were you reading that newspaper when it first started?
I started reading it. I read it every day that I'm in Washington. I started reading it from the very beginning, and of course, you know, the guy who cranked that up, and that's a good way of putting it, is this Korean cult leader, Sun Myung-moon. Well, he's nothing more than a creature of the Korean CIA, which is in itself a creature of the American CIA. So what he was doing, and he's also, Moon is very closely tied to Israel's Mossad, what he did was throw around a lot of money and put it into the conservative movement and effectively buy off a lot of good conservatives. So that's been a whole fraudulent operation from the very beginning, designed to infiltrate the patriot movement in this country and reshape its outlook. And that's what they've been about.
Well, I think you really surmised it real well there. You know, are you familiar with Paul Rodriguez there?
I know his name. I'm not familiar with him, but I would say this much, that even though he writes for the Washington Times, I have this vague memory that he's actually written some pretty good pieces for the paper. I'm not here to say that everything that appears in that paper is bad. And I think I have some good memory of Paul Rodriguez. Can you tell me anything else about
him? Well, it seemed to me like, and I can't remember exactly who broke the story, but there was two of them that came out right about the same time. One of them had to do with the Franklin cover-up, basically. But there was that story of was Steve Gobi and Barney Frank.
Right, okay.
And they kind of dropped the one and told about the other a little bit, you know, but...
I tell you, that story, you know, that's the story about Barney Frank, and he had this prostitute running a prostitution ring out of his house, apparently. You know, I tell you, that story was a drop in the bucket compared to the bigger story of the Franklin cover-up.
Well, it really goes to the heart of the first Bush administration, and it actually, you know, opens a door to what was really going on all during the Reagan administration, and specifically with the Iran-Contra situation.
That's right. As a matter of fact, that Franklin cover-up, there were multiple tentacles in that story, and one of the tentacles was that this guy down there in Nebraska, the guy who ran this Franklin savings and loan, this guy who was mixed up in a pedophile ring and in an organized human trafficking operation involving young men and young women who were being provided to American politicians and other businessmen. This guy was also laundering money for the CIA through this Franklin savings and loan. So this is what has happened a lot over the years, that you find a lot of these scandals intertwined with one another. You know, like the MENA Arkansas affair was intertwined with Iran-Contra, which was intertwined with the Franklin cover-up, which was intertwined even ultimately with what they called Iraqgate, where there was, at one point, the United States was backing Iran covertly, and then they were backing Iraq covertly. So it's actually, as I always say, it's not one big happy family. It's one tightly knit family engaged in a lot of intrigues that all serve their ultimate purpose of controlling the American people and running things as they want things to be run.
That's pretty good the way of putting it there. I think you tightened it up a little tighter earlier in the show. You said those words, interlocking directorates.
Yeah. See, so many people, like, you know, I've written about the Kennedy assassination and talked at length about the Mossad connection, and there's a lot of people that don't understand. I got an email from somebody the other day saying, well, what about Lyndon Johnson's involvement? What about the CIA, or what about the FBI's involvement, the Secret Service? These conspiracies are often all-encompassing, and they're all interrelated. And it's not to say that if you say the Mossad was involved, that you're not saying that Lyndon Johnson wasn't involved, or vice versa.
Did you see that recent expose about his Zionist handler that he had, that female?
Who are you talking about? Are you talking about Lyndon Johnson?
Lyndon Johnson. I'll tell you the reason I asked that is because I was just checking something out this morning about Billy Saul Estes.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he apparently has had a book come out in France that some guy wrote, and I haven't got to read it yet. But I think the title's something like Last Man Standing. And this goes back to those... the deal back there in the early 60s out there in West Texas.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was another. Yeah, okay. Now, I think the woman you're talking about is probably Matilda Krim, I believe her name was.
I couldn't remember her name right
now. Yeah, I think that's the woman you're talking about, who was a woman who was very, very close to Lyndon Johnson.
Anyway, there was never a whole lot written about her, in the, even in the so-called Patriot press over the years. And I was intrigued by that, but let me just say one other thing and hop off. Maybe we can get another caller or two on here. There's a a forum that took place in California last night where the Anti-Defamation League and our good friends down there at the Southern Perversion of Law Center showed up to talk about diversity and tolerance. And I find it interesting, Mike, that they had the university police officers were there and they were present at the forum, and they provided, aside from the forum itself, a designated free speech zone outside.
Well, they, you know, those people at the Anti-Defamation League have been behind more efforts to suppress freedom of speech in this country than possibly any other group that I know of. And if anybody knows of another one, please let me know.
Well, you have a wonderful day, Mike.
All right, yeah, we're going to the break here. Thanks for your call. We have one more caller we can squeeze in when we come back. Cage from Indiana. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're wrapping up the hour. This is Michael Collins Piper. I want to thank Mark Anderson for giving me this opportunity to meet the afternoon audience here at republicbroadcasting.org. You can listen to my program weeknights here at 8 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Okay, we have one more caller. This is Cage from Indiana. Cage,
hey, Mike.
Early.
Hey, it's great to hear you in the afternoon. I always thought that anti-Semites didn't get out of their coffins until later in the day. I don't know.
Well, I did. I have to say, I did get up early so I could do this broadcast.
Well,
I usually commit most of my crimes after hours. Yeah,
exactly. That's the way to hit them. You know, that's what our enemies have been doing anyway. But
that's right.
I wasn't going to call in, but somebody brought up, it was Paula Pokerface about the mismanagement of the Paul campaign. And man, I just wanted to say here, just for a minute, just to touch on a few things. They really went downhill in the middle of December. I don't know what happened, but he didn't even campaign, 2 weeks before Super Tuesday. He may have been like in Idaho or somewhere in North Dakota or something like that, but he didn't even campaign. And I spoke to some people in the establishment press, if you will, and they really did want to cover him. And, they just kept telling me, he's not out there. His people refused to let us interview him. And
that's very interesting.
Yeah. I mean, you had the Martin Luther King money bomb come in, and that started to isolate certain segment of Ron Paul supporters. And, the campaign kind of went out of its way, the spokespeople anyway, to disavow, people that were pro-white. And I guess maybe they had to do that, but that's what kind of when the wheels went off, I thought.
That's interesting. Yeah, I tell you, this has happened on more than one occasion to other candidates in the past, where the mass media starts needling the candidates, and then what happens is that the campaign advisors suddenly start dismissing people from the campaign, saying to certain volunteers, well, we don't want you here because you're associated with this idea or that idea, and we can't be associated with you, and those kind of things are generally coming from outside pressure that then cause people within the campaigns to react in just the way that the mass media and the Anti-Defamation League and other pressure groups want them to react. Because once you get someone to buckle, once you get someone to start backing off, then you know that you have undermined the very foundation of what made them a unique candidate or made them a unique organization. Because if you can undercut the underlying philosophy and scare people into backing off, then you've won the game.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I'm afraid from what I've heard, and I've heard other stories like this too, I'm afraid that that's what happened to Ron Paul's campaign. He was under a lot of pressure from the mass media as it was. They were doing a lot to cover up his campaign. But I think it's pretty clear now that in retrospect we can see that there were other elements at work. And we have to keep the movement alive, though, because the movement's much bigger than Ron Paul.
Why didn't he advertise nationally?
Well, that's a very good question.
$38 million, for crying out loud. He could have just, Barack Obama in February, he started advertising on all the news networks, all the national stations, and he was raising $1 million a day and getting his message out, and that's when he started to skyrocket.
Well, again, I think it all comes back to the decision-making within the campaign itself, specifically in this case, the Ron Paul campaign, and now we are where we are, and the choice is not Ron Paul's. The choice is all these people who were activated as to whether or not they're going to continue pushing forward so that maybe someday there can be a campaign that really does take the bull by the horns and run for victory. All right, well, we're wrapping it up here, Cage. I thank you for your call. Good to hear from you this afternoon. Again, thanks to Mark Anderson, and, of course, thanks to John and